It's another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're part of that day.
Amen. Thank you.
It could have been the other way around.
Amen.
We'll be in our grave.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still here on this 327th day of the year.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're grateful to God. God is here doing.
Yes, hallelujah.
Doing great things for us.
Amen.
As we love him, we adore him, we magnify him, his holy name.
My Lord.
Amen.
All right, so he is good. Good,
yes.
Good.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
All the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everything he does is good.
Amen.
You may not understand it, but it's good.
It's good.
Oh, he can only do good things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Loving God, a kind and gracious of God.
Yes.
So we're grateful to God that he allowed us to see one another.
Yes.
Another day.
Thank you.
Another week.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we are thankful that he is compassionate.
Yes.
Loving.
Yes.
Understanding.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Caring.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He cares about us.
Yes, he is.
He's concerned about us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
So we got to give him about 30 seconds of some praise in this.
Amen.
Thank hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
To God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Highest praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.
And we cannot praise him enough.
Amen.
Amen.
Do not praise him enough.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh. Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, sir.
It is in this holy temple that all the earth keeps silent before him.
Yes.
I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Okay. And we are so glad to be in the number.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Is that Elder Steve here?
Elder Steve?
You got a mic mute.
Thought it was.
He stepped out for a moment.
Okay, well, you give us a prayer for us in his stead.
Yes, sir. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, a day that we have not seen before. We give you all glory, honor, and praise.
Yes,
we ask God, as you speak through the pastor on this morning, let your word, God, penetrate in our hearts, souls, and minds. That we may not only be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. We thank you, God, for each and every one that has assembled on this morning through Zoom. And we even thank you, God, for the Zoom network, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the midst of everything in our lives in every way, God, continue to have thine own way.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way in the service in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your protection.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to have thine own way.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, name we pray. Amen.
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 We're glad to have all of you in the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody's looking good.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hear you.
Nobody's ugly around here.
Hello.
Amen. God made everything beautiful.
Yes.
And it's time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're so grateful to him that you are his handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you are somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
No matter what the enemy might be trying to tell you, during this time of agony with viruses, you are somebody. Okay, and you are loved and you're cared for. And God is still on your side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Glory to God. We're going to go into the message. And from the book of Matthew, 16th chapter. And begin with the 13th verse. Matthew 16:13.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're there.
Amen.
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, I am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elias, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say that ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And they answered, and Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon the Jonah, the flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but by my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of God. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." Hallelujah. Okay, so we want to talk briefly with you from this thought. Are you using your keys?
Amen.
Amen.
Are you using your keys? Okay.
Amen.
Whatever is wrong in our lives, we got a key to take care of it.
Yes.
Whatever it is, there's a key for it. And Jesus has given you the key. Note that scripture says, "I give unto thee the keys," plural, more than one.
Yes.
Okay. And each one he gives you is a master key to forever. It'll work on everything that's behind that particular door. Door keeps you from going through but you got a key to get you in and to get you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Prayer is a key. All right. And it works when you turn that key mm-hmm. by faith. So you got that. Those are two keys you got to have. Prayer and faith. The main one you need to have is Jesus Christ. Okay. You need Jesus because without Jesus, nothing works.
Amen.
Okay. And so you need him because everything is moved by his power. Okay. And his might. Keys to the kingdom.
Follow.
You may have keys and they put up somewhere. Some of them got keys that's been put away so long they don't know what the keys for.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And God has given us keys. Mm-hmm. We've been having those keys since our coming on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you may pick it up and wonder, what's this key for?
They go to.
Okay. What's that key for? And you go try it on a few things and it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you go throw it aside and forget about the keys there. But every key has a purpose.
Oh, yes.
And a key works. Mm-hmm. From a position called an activated site. It has those little ridges and whatever else, but there's one ridge or dip got an activated site that if that's missing, it won't work on that lock.
That's true.
Therefore, we got keys that look alike, but they won't fit the same lock because the activation site is different. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got to make sure we're using the right key and the one that has the activated site for that particular lock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to go to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
To find out our activating site.
Amen.
We got to go through the scriptures and use that key in its proper manner, in its proper way, and with faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. A key that you got in your hand and you don't believe it's going to work, probably won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't believe it's going to work. And most of the time, if you don't believe it's going to work, you don't even try to work it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You just look at it and say, that ain't it.
That ain't it.
All right. That ain't it. Look at no, that ain't it. And we never try to stick it in the lock to see if it is it. So, the word of God is there to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it will work for you.
Yes, it will.
If you use it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we say, we quote a scripture and the scriptures themselves are the key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got 66 books of keys.
Amen.
Right? You got them in the old and you got them in the new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you stop worrying,
that's
true. Stop getting in a position where you can't seem to be making it or be joyful, find your key.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
okay, and apply it. Okay. Make sure that you got it in the right door.
Amen.
In the right lock.
Mm-hmm.
And then use it to the glory of God. And got to be in the right, it got to be the right way, because you got to use it with the right faith.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be using it with the right mind.
Glory be to God.
You got to use it with the right attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't be going up in God's favor with your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got to come humbly before Him.
Amen.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Recognizing and acting like you know that He is God.
Yes, He is.
Okay, and without Him, we are nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So use that key. One key says, let not your heart be troubled.
Mm-mm.
Okay, you got a key for that. Hot, troubled heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the scriptures tell you, you control it.
Amen.
Okay. Don't you allow your heart to be troubled. Sometimes we just get troubled all of a sudden. Uh-huh. It's because you just been let it run loose.
Mm-hmm.
Not like you raising your children. Never quite disciplined. And then they run loose.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to be teenagers, then you can't even handle them. Hey, some of them while you're adolescent.
Yes.
Adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
And you, rather than you controlling them. Okay. So use your keys.
Mm-hmm.
You have them. Use them.
Amen.
Most times we got keys and we never use our keys.
Mm-hmm.
We always ask somebody else, you get the door for me.
Amen.
We can have our keys to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there with the keys to the house instead of you using your key. You either wait for somebody else that might be with you
mm-hmm.
to come open the door for you. You, even though it might be raining.
That's true.
Okay. Or you may call somebody out the door for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you got to use your key, or the key is no good to you.
Mm-hmm.
A key that's never used, the key that you can't use. All right. And even nowadays, you got what they call cars with remotely start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cars that don't need no key. But in reality, it does need a key.
Mm-hmm.
It just don't have to come in contact with the rain. But again, if you leave that part in the house, go to your car,
uh-huh.
go somewhere, you ain't gonna get in your car.
That's true.
Because the key is not present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so even your keyless thing still is a needs the key.
Mm.
Those things that you think are impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Power uses a remote key.
That's true.
So you can't see how it's gonna work.
Uh-uh.
All right. So you need to have the keys with you.
Amen. Uh-huh.
You can't use them if you don't have them.
Amen.
I left my keys home.
Uh-huh.
Now, why you left your keys home? Somebody going to beat you up. All day long. You had a miserable day.
Uh-huh.
All day long. This one got on my nerves, and that one got on my nerves.
Amen.
This and that, that and that. Mm-hmm. Everything got on your nerves there. When you got home, you mad with everybody in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to you. And you just had a rough day. It's because mm-hmm. you left your keys home.
Amen.
And you won't use them.
Amen. Hello.
You got to learn to use your keys.
Amen.
He gave them to you for a purpose.
Yes,
he gave it to you for a reason.
Amen.
He's just about to give you keys.
I know that's right.
Amen.
Okay. He said, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keys of the kingdom. So whatever it is, God's got it.
Yes.
Anybody
yes.
believe that?
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
And God's got it, and you can't use it until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if God got it, you got it, because Jesus said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
So Jesus didn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He can't lie.
Amen.
No, he can't.
Not lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he is the key to the kingdom.
Amen.
He will make everything all right for you.
Amen.
But he trusts you,
mm-hmm.
your key. Okay? You got to use your key.
Mm-hmm.
Keys in your hand
mm-hmm.
ain't no good until you put it into the lock.
That's true.
Amen.
Okay? You can have the keys all over the lock.
Uh-huh.
Don't stick it into the groove.
Uh-huh.
It still won't work.
No, it won't.
So that's the way some we are when we pray sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Prayer is all around what we need.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't really get it in because we had the wrong attitude.
Uh-huh.
We had unforgiveness in our heart.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And we got to get ourselves straightened out first. Before we try to get somebody else on something else right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So use your key.
Use your key.
He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't worry about evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
But some people get up in the morning worrying about evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
All day long.
All day long.
Mm-hmm. And hadn't changed one thing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
By your worry.
Mm-hmm.
That is about that situation. It had changed something about you.
Mm-hmm.
It got you closer to your grave. Because your health is going to be out of whack. Because you are into the wrong thing. So mm-hmm. use your key.
Mm-hmm.
How you use your key? When trouble comes,
mm-hmm.
are you using your key?
My Lord,
fires
yes.
come,
mm-hmm.
are you using your key?
Yes, sir.
He said, Canada and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you enter into diverse temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Are you using that key?
My Lord, yes, sir.
Mm. When the last time you used it? Last year? 10 years ago?
Oh!
Did you use it yesterday? Okay.
Mm.
Count it all, joy.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever it is, it's going to be for your joy and for your good.
Amen.
Yes.
And the joy of the Lord is your
strength.
Yes. Yeah.
So you need those things to come in your heart, your life, so you can build your strength.
Amen.
And you build your strength by seeing God's word work.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing it in action. And that's the way for it to happen. It must, a problem and fire must come.
Mm-hmm.
In every life, some rain got to fall.
Amen.
So if you don't get no rain, you're going to soon dry up and die.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you need something to get your emotions in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And be thankful unto God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Use your key.
My Lord.
Amen.
Okay. All right. That's what they're for. To be used. when Jesus came into this coast of Caesarea Philippi.
Mm-hmm.
He asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, I am?" Okay, who people are calling me? What are they calling me? Okay, what's your witness to what they say? Okay, and they said unto him, "Thou art John the Baptist, son of Eli." Some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
My Lord.
And he said unto them, "But who do you say I am?"
Mm-hmm.
When people stop talking, what are you witness?
Mm-hmm.
What's your word? Do you bring Jesus into the conversation? Are you just let them take over?
My Lord.
You have a key to change that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By inserting Jesus into that lock.
Amen.
When somebody comes to you want to run somebody down,
mm-hmm.
are you using that key?
My Lord.
Okay. So Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ,
the Son of the living God.
My Lord.
And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bojana.
Mm-hmm.
For flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven."
Mm-hmm.
So if you stay in tune with him, he'll stay mm-hmm. in tune with you.
Yeah.
And he'll give you what to say
mm-hmm.
if you listen mm-hmm. to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Use that key to be swift to hear.
Yes.
Slow to anger and slow to speak.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he said also unto his day, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
Mm-hmm.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail mm-hmm. against it." It's Peter's faith that he's building his church on. Everything may come and go, but the word of God shall stand forever.
Amen.
Okay. It cannot and shall not in either way it pass you by or fail thee. Okay. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you."
Amen.
Okay. Keep that in mind. Use the key when you think you're all alone. Mm-hmm. Jesus is always there. Talk to him.
Amen.
Call him. Start worshiping him. Start praising him. Use that key of worship.
Amen.
Use the key of Amen. Praise.
Amen.
Use that key of deliverance. Use that key of victory.
Yes.
Use that key of joy. Use the key of peace.
Yes.
Use your key of hope. Use your key of victory.
Oh,
use your key of deliverance. Use your key.
Yes, Lord.
Use your key, whatever it is, to get you out of that
stand.
Use the key. Know your word. The word from Genesis to Revelation are keys for you.
Yes, Lord.
Keys for you to be delivered.
Yes.
And keys for you to be victoriously every day.
Amen.
All day long.
Amen.
Use your keys. Anybody got any keys out there?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. They were telling me to use them.
Use your keys.
Anybody in stress? Use the key. Anybody have a problem? Use the key.
Tell it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we can have joy up in here.
Amen.
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 Okay. You can have peace and love up in here.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Okay. Use your keys.
Amen.
God gave you the keys.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Now it's up to you to use them.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Yes, Lord. Man.
Okay. So, bound your enemy. Bound the demons of distress. Okay. Bound those demons of pressure. Okay. And come up under the throne. Okay. Be thou delivered and made free. Okay. Where it says, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
You are free. Free to love. Free to pray. Free to deliver.
Yes.
Free to live holy. Free
yes,
to live happy. Free to have joy. Free to have peace.
Yes,
free.
Amen.
Nothing should better be to hold you down any longer.
Amen.
Okay, whatever it is that you in, God had to bring you to it. So since God brought you to it, he's going to take you through it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. He didn't say he's going to take you through it with no problem. But he's going to take you through with the problem.
Amen.
No, he is God.
Yes,
if he removed the problems from you before you even see him, you will never know that was a problem.
Amen. Amen. Yes, he will.
And you'll take the credit for everything.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
Look what I did. Look what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
When you should have keyed, look what Jesus is doing through me.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What is he doing for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you helping me through? Jesus.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
And brother, call Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Power in his name.
Yes, he is.
Power in his name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, don't know how to pray, just say Jesus.
My Lord.
Jesus. You keep on saying you're going to start feeling better.
That's right.
Yes.
You keep on saying there's a change going to come about.
Yes,
you keep on saying that you'll forget the problem that caused you to call on his name.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Jesus is the king.
Yes.
Hey,
glory to God.
King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, when you call Jesus, you're talking about God's word.
Because
he is the word.
Yes, he is.
So when you call Jesus, you can't think of the scriptures that say Jesus.
Amen.
You covered every one of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the scripture I'm trying to get so I can get my business? Jesus. And he'll give you deliverance while you're trying to figure out a deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be figuring it out.
Yes.
You just need to call his name.
Yes.
He's already worked it out.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it. Out?
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Yes, sir. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank you. So while we're going through this pandemic, these holiday seasons, when if the devil come in, try to drain you down, call Jesus. Said, I'm using my keys. I got keys for this.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And I'm going to use my key for my deliverance. I'm going to open this door. And
I'm going to
walk out free. Because I am free.
Amen.
Okay.
Speak
and nothing's going to hold me down ever again.
Amen.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I bless you.
Have
a smile upon you. Okay.
Amen.
Happy holidays to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Love you all.
Love you too, Pastor.
Remember, when everything's not going your way, Mm-hmm. Just think on Jesus.
Thank
you. Amen. Amen. We really want to get into this calling name out loud.
Yes, sir.
Cry loud and spare not.
Glory
to God. I'm using my keys for my victory.
Yes, yes.
I deliver. So I'm just calling his name, the one that can
help. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. God bless. Have a smile upon each and every one of you. Love you all.
Love you.
God bless you.
Love you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord, for the word. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Asking everybody to pray for my sister, my sister, my niece. They both have COVID virus.
My Lord. Jesus, amen. Jesus, Jesus.
And I asked the church to pray for my grandson. He's at University, Charlotte University, and one of his roommates had caught the COVID-19 positive, and he's quarantined in his room. So we got the call this morning, so pray for Tyreek Hutcherson.
Praise amen. God.
Amen. Bless Lord.
Jesus.
And I'm asking everybody continue to keep me in prayer as I travel up and down from here to New York. Wayne's still on the way coming back. Was about 5 to 10 minutes away from Wilson. We had an accident. The train hit a vehicle. Either the vehicle hit the train, and it delayed me 5 to 10 minutes from Wilson, 3 hours before I got home. Mm. I got the roses, so just asking y'all to just continue to keep me in prayer as I travel.
Yes, sir.
Traveling mercy.
Yes, glory to God.
Pastor, I just wanted to apologize. I haven't been online with you guys for maybe a couple of weekends. I want to use some excuses. I don't have any. I just like to sincerely apologize for my absentee.
Praise God.
God be the glory.
God be the glory.
Yes, sir.
Glad you're back this morning.
Amen.
I am too. Praise God.
Let us pray then. The grace is in the coming of God.
Yes, Lord.
We're before you now because we are in dire need of you.
Thank you, Lord.
You heard the request.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
And
bless, Lord.
No. That's it. You are able to do all things.
Yes,
and you are nothing too hard.
Thank you, Lord.
Each and every one that you made this request in the presence of your congregation.
Yes, sir.
God, we pray that God will hear our crying.
Yes, God.
And answer our prayer.
Bless,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, you Lord. Ask.
Heal, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be given.
Yes,
word, my Lord.
Seek.
Yes, yes.
And you shall find.
Yes. Glory be to God.
Knock, and the door.
Yes,
God.
Yes, God. Yes, it will.
You're using those keys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Glory be to God.
We're coming asking. We're coming seeking.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming knocking.
Yes, yes.
God, that thou will heal thee that be stricken by COVID-19.
Yes, sir.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. Lord.
Yes, God.
Those that may have been in contact with God, we pray that thou will save them from coming in then on them.
Yes,
and keep it from even coming near that dwelling.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. God, keep it. Mm. Mr. McIntosh.
Bless your Lord.
Travel up and down the highway.
Yes, Lord.
Or airways, or whatever way you may go.
Mm-hmm.
In the mighty name of Jesus, from New York, North Carolina.
Yes, Lord.
God, keep it covered every day.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Heal them from all accidents.
Yes.
Yes. Right, yes. Yes. The vehicles that you be traveling.
Yes.
God, also do that for them. Then God bless everyone that's in pain.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God by your spirit.
Everywhere, Lord.
You're using that key of faith. That key that says we are healed.
Yes.
By your Christ.
In
the mighty name of Jesus. And we're in your healing.
Yeah.
You know, your word said so.
Mm-hmm.
Joy, and hallelujah, because your word said
mm-hmm.
it's going to be for my joy. We call it good.
Yes.
So for my good.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. And we're going to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bring us through the pain.
Thank you, Lord.
We move today.
Yes.
We thank you for bringing us through it today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Give us the victory.
Yes.
Give us the victory.
In the name
of Jesus, the joy and the love and need.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus,
we
name.
Thank him.
And thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are our help.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are our hope. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
You are our hope.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You are our comforter. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our healer. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Are you worthy?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
Yes,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, God. So good to us, God.
Thank you, God.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Lewis. Thank God for blessing us to be here. I just want to encourage the church family that we want to remember our pastor this year. This year on the first Sunday of my heart, we'll be recognizing him for 43 years.
Amen.
Amen. For being our pastor. And as you see right now, even though we're going through this pandemic, he's still been working.
Amen.
Amen. Striving every Sunday morning to give us the word.
Amen.
And we thank God for him.
Amen.
We don't want to forget him, and we ask everybody that can and will to give $100 towards our pastor's anniversary.
Amen.
The church has been asking everyone that can, at least by this Saturday, to send your $100 in. But if you can't, at least by, we know some of you don't get anything possibly to the end of the month or the first of the month. You still can do it at that time, and we will recognize him on the first Sunday in December, and we recognize his family. And we just ask everybody to stay encouraged, and we just want you to do what you can.
Yes.
That's all God wants you to do.
Amen.
And God will bless you from the things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
He will provide.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because we do love our pastor.
Amen.
Thank God for him.
Amen.
And the sacrifices that him and his family have made for us.
Amen.
And we ask everybody to stay encouraged and continue to pray for him and his family and our church family. Thank you, everyone. We hope y'all have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Be encouraged and have a blessed day.
Amen.
Everybody. Blessed day, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Everybody have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Thank you. Everybody. Don't eat too much turkey now.
That's what I was about to say. Don't eat too much.
Don't forget everything. Yeah, your Thanksgiving.
Amen.
God bless everybody.
Amen. All right, have a blessed one.
You too.
We love y'all.
God be close.
All right.
Have a blessed evening. So, it's not going to have a bunch of people with you this Thanksgiving. Don't eat the whole turkey in one day.
Let's be eating turkey the whole week.
Yeah. Eat the whole week, but don't eat the whole day.
All right.
Eat more, move more.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Eat smart, move more. Smart. Just move. How about that?
As long as we move. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
We love you all.
Love you guys too.
Thank you.
Be blessed.